Tuesday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of October, 2022. Here comes the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Now we're starting off with our listeners stateside. And we're starting with a price increase. Well, that is if you've got Apple services. Yep, just like everything else around us now. Apple is going up as well. They are increasing their prices across all of their services, actually. Apple Music, Apple TV+, even the Apple One subscription. For individuals of Apple Music, you'll increase by $1 a month, so it'll be $10.99. Or if you're on the annual plan, it'll be $10 a month, basically costing you $109 a year. If you're on the family plan, it goes up $2 a month. And as far as Apple TV is concerned, it's going up $2 a month to $6.99. And again, if you're on that annual plan, it'll increase by $20 to $69. There's only one upside to this, though they didn't say how much that upside's gonna be, and that's to musicians. Apple says the musicians will actually get more money now, thanks to the price increase. I'm sure also Apple will be getting a little bit more money, too. If this comes as a shock to our U.S. listeners, it probably should. Yes, it actually is the first time ever since Apple has been around, it has raised the prices of these services in the U.S. More security coming to PayPal was announced yesterday in the form of passkeys. Yes, they are now being added as a new passwordless login method to add more security for your account on your iPhone, iPad, and Mac. As you probably guessed, yes, this is for the Apple users out there. And just like the price increase for the Apple services, the new PayPal passkeys for Apple users is only starting out in the U.S. Those of you unfamiliar with passkeys, it's a new type of login credential that uses cryptographic key pairs. Basically doing away with passwords altogether. And on the upside, giving you a lot better security. Passkeys, of course, will sync with the iCloud keychain and will be end-to-end encrypted. Now, for our listeners in other countries out there saying, okay, when's this coming our way? Well, it is going to be coming your way, although PayPal didn't say when. They did say additional countries, though, will start being added in early 2023. And finally, hey, take a look at YouTube today and go, woo, hey, this is a little different. Yes, new design changes have been rolling out to YouTube, including that nice little handy pinch to zoom. Now, with that new little pinch to zoom feature, it'll actually let you zoom in on videos the same way you do photos. And if you're a premium subscriber saying, yeah, that's nothing new. Well, no, it's not for premium subscribers. That feature is actually tested for premium subscribers in the beginning. Apparently, it went off without a hitch, so they thought, yeah, we'll just give it to everybody. Another nice thing to see other than design changes, precise seeking. Finally, we can actually precisely rewind or fast forward in videos to the exact location, letting you actually see frame by frame at the bottom saying, yep, that's where I want to be. I don't care about that intro and all that crap. And last but not least, the new ambient mode. Aw, that means dynamic color sampling. Yep, it now has hit the apps. This is so the app's background color adapts to the colors in the video you're actually watching. However, though, you better be on a dark theme. Apparently, that's the only way it's going to work. And we'll also extend the same look to videos and playlists, too. Oh, yeah, and speaking of dark mode, if you thought dark mode couldn't get darker, it just did. YouTube did this, so they say that their colors now really pop at you on the screen. Have you got a story no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything happening at the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. That is also where you can find the latest episodes of The Mac Show and The Big Show over there, and check out our other podcasts as well. Give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network, of course. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join the community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.